The Littoral Combat Ship is a Navy program that combines two different efforts, one for the ship as a platform itself, partner effort for a modular warfighting capability that embarks and disembarks from the ship is needed by the combatant commanders in theater. The idea behind it, it's similar to what occurs in aviation with the aircraft, where you have a frame, an airframe, and we call this one a C-frame, that has a modular capability. In other words, it can host different combinations of capability that can change over time. And the requirement that will give us a lot more flexibility and, if you will, operational agility in theater is to be able to change out a full warfighting package within 96 hours in theater at a port.
And so littoral means that the ship stays close to the shore.
Exactly right. And one of the unique features is the ship has a shallow draft of less than 15 feet, so it's able to get into a lot of different water areas that our traditional surface combatant ships have some restrictions around. Plus, it allows us to interact with a lot of different foreign navies in a whole new way as partners. The ship is a little smaller, more comparable with some of the ally navies, and so it's more about theater security cooperation and partnering as well.
Okay, well, let's get to your office, which is the modules or the mission modules program, and you have one of value engineering. Let me say that again. Let's get to your part of the program, which is the mission modules program. That's the mission modules that go on top of the ship, and you've won a value engineering award. Again, let's get a little background. Tell us about the mission modules and how they work in this whole program.
Yes, sir. So if you look at it rather simply, the ship to us is somewhat like a pickup truck that somebody would own. And in the payload area of the pickup truck, you can put different things. Maybe you've got a camper top, or maybe you've got toolboxes or different other items that allow you to go do whatever job it is you want to do today. Similarly, the C-frame has areas, compartments, both a large mission bay internal to the ship and also topside zones, pockets, if you will, where we can put different unmanned vehicle systems, sensors, and also weapons that are required to do three different focused missions, mine countermeasures, in other words, hunting and clearing mines to allow safe passage of ships in different water areas, surface warfare focused on defeating small boat swarm raid threats, an asymmetric threat that concerns us, as well as the third package is focused on anti-submarine warfare, so hunting and defeating submarines. And all of that is in these littoral areas rather than kind of our old traditional model of the deep blue sea, if you will. So,
well, a littoral area like the Gulf of Aden in Yemen, for example.
That would be one, absolutely.
And so tell us what the engineering award concentrated on and how that applied to your program.
Well, we had a team of 17 people, a mix of industry folks and some consultants with our Navy team, some of whom are in my program office, but also some of whom are at our Navy Warfare Center out in Port Hueneme, California. They applied value engineering techniques to a challenge that we were given by our surface force commander for the Navy, the three-star admiral, who said, I would like you to retain the life cycle, in other words, through life responsibility for LCS mission modules. Lots of moving parts and the sustainment of them while they're operating in the fleet could be challenging because this whole LCS concept is quite a bit different for our Navy. And what we needed to look at was, how do we do that well? And the determination was made that we need to have a maintenance and sustainment facility on the West Coast that would provide support to the ships there on the West Coast as well as in the Pacific and potentially worldwide. So our team worked that challenge and used the value engineering techniques of analysis and facilities and services and supply to look at how do we improve, establish this first and then improve it even before we build it or stand it up, if you will, for performance, reliability, and cost, those kinds of things.
We're talking to Captain Mike Good. He's program manager for the Littoral Combat Ship Mission Modules Program Office. So what did you actually do in response to this call for doing the analysis?
The team established a very clear requirements capture of what the challenge was that we were faced with sustaining the modules in the fleet in their life, and developed a whole plan for how this facility needed to look and how it would work. And they used a very robust, methodical engineering, a technical process to identify and refine, analyze the different challenges for this capability.
So in other words, before this program was put in place, there was no plan for a West Coast type of facility for sustainment, and you had to invent it from whole cloth, I guess.
Essentially, I mean, we knew that we had to have a sustainment capability because the Navy does this with its ships today. But with LCS and some of the unique aspects, which one particular one is we've got reduced crewing on this ship. And so the intent is that there would be a shore support organization and some support infrastructure that would relieve the sailors on the ship from some of the administrative and logistics workload and yet allow them to perform their operations. You know, that's why people get in the Navy is to go, you know, hunt submarines and identify and clear mines rather than kind of work paperwork and make sure that the parts are in the right place, that kind of thing. So we were doing things to make our sailors more effective as they're operating in theater.
So in other words, the award, it sounds like you got the award for doing the sustainment piece in an efficient way and the way that the life cycle of the sustainment itself was at lower cost than if you hadn't done that careful analysis.
Well, that would be true. And the particular piece was we all understood that we needed a unique facility. And so this award that we were recognized for was focused on the value engineering effort, the studies that we did with a wide group of stakeholders in the Navy to look at how do we provide this capability on the West Coast in the right place that provides the sustainment service, if you will, at the best cost, the best value for the Navy. And in fact, through this work, the team saved the Navy between $8 and $10 million in facility activation costs. So standing it up was done at a much lower cost for the future of LCS.
And where is the facility itself?
It's right near Oxnard, California.
Oh, sure.
There's a Navy base there, Naval Base Ventura County, and the Navy Warfare Center that's associated with the Naval Sea Systems Command here in D.C. At Port Hueneme. NSWC Port Hueneme is our partner on this.
And so the award came from which group in particular?
Well, the award was recognized by the Department of Defense, but it recognizes 17 folks, a combination of two people from my organization who were leaders, a chief petty officer who represented the fleet, the LCS squadron, and seven government employees from Port Hueneme and the Naval Facilities Command there, as well as seven folks who were consultants and our industry partner from from Northrop Grumman.
And that's great. And what is the status of the Littoral Combat Ship program? Are they launched? Are they deployed? Are they still under construction?
Sure, very much so. The first ship, USS Freedom, LCS-1, just completed a early deployment to Southcom, where as a part of their operations in counter illicit trafficking, they conducted four different, well, we call them drug busts, with folks who were bringing various different drugs up through the Caribbean and on the Pacific side from South America. And so we have a surface warfare mission package that was aboard her to support those operations. LCS-2, USS Independence, was recently delivered and commissioned to the Navy this winter, and she's just operating on the East Coast right now in sort of shakedown trials.
And how big are they? Are they roughly the length of destroyers, for example?
Not quite a destroyer. It's about what we call a frigate size, mm-hmm. a little less than 4,000 tons.
And how big is the crew on these? You said they have a reduced crew size. How many people does it take to man them?
Yeah, see, that's a very interesting aspect. The core crew is 40 sailors.
Wow.
Yeah. I was on a guided missile frigate, which is similar size, and we had, I recall, 186 sailors for a ship of similar kind of complexity. And those 40 sailors in the core crew that operate the ship kind of day-to-day are then augmented when we embark a mission package or some mission modules by 15 sailors who operate our equipment, and then a helicopter and unmanned aerial vehicle detachment of 23 sailors who come on board with their aircraft. So in total, it would be 78 sailors who would go to sea together.
I guess there's a lot of fly-by-wire capability and high-tech types of items that keep it afloat and safe without all of the eyes and ears that you have on a standard ship.
There's a significant amount of automation. We've invested in a lot of technologies. But in fact, we've also leveraged a lot of great technologies that are proven in industry and also in the merchant marine today and brought them onto Navy ships.
Well, thank you very much. That's a fascinating story, and we congratulate you on that department award and wish you luck in future deployments.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And that's Captain Mike Good, Program Manager for the Littoral Combat Ship Mission Modules Program Office. Okay.